Hey everyone, we've got some big moves in the crypto world right now. Bitcoin just slipped below that psychological $66,000 mark and is hovering right around $65,700. It's definitely catching everyone's eye.
And it's important to note this isn't just a random crypto blip. We're actually seeing a direct reaction to a perfect storm of macroeconomic pressures, geopolitical tensions, and shifting expectations around the Federal Reserve.
So what's driving this? The biggest catalyst right now is the escalating friction between the US and Iran.
Exactly. Those tensions are pushing global oil prices higher, and markets are reading that as a major red flag for inflation and economic instability.
It makes sense. When energy costs spike, that risk-off sentiment kicks in. Investors are quickly moving capital out of volatile digital assets and parking it in safer spots like government bonds and gold.
That fear of energy-driven inflation is directly reshaping our expectations for the Fed.
You bet. Markets are now pricing in a much higher chance of additional interest rate hikes.
Here's the serious part. Since Bitcoin doesn't generate yield or cash flow, rising rates significantly increase its opportunity cost.
Right. And as borrowing costs climb,
and the US dollar strengthens, both institutional and retail investors are rotating into fixed income instruments that offer better risk-adjusted returns.
That inverse relationship between rates and crypto valuations is really the main driver behind this correction.
From a technical perspective, eyes are glued to the $65,000 to $64,500 support zone right now.
If we see a decisive break below that range, it could trigger a wave of algorithmic and stop-loss selling. But if it holds, we might see a short-term rebound.
We'll also be gauging overall market health by watching trading volume, derivatives funding rates, and on-chain activity closely.
The big takeaway here is that Bitcoin is no longer operating in a financial vacuum.
Spot on. With the rise of ETFs, institutional custody, and macro-driven desks, digital assets are deeply intertwined with traditional equities and bond markets now.
So when global stocks waver or bond yields spike, Bitcoin feels that impact immediately.
For investors, navigating this environment requires a clear understanding of those macroeconomic indicators.
Absolutely. You have to manage short-term volatility with disciplined risk controls, but don't let it overshadow the longer-term structural trends.
Keeping a close eye on inflation reports, Fed communications, and geopolitical developments will be critical for anticipating Bitcoin's next move.
Exactly. As crypto matures and integrates with global finance, staying informed on these macro shifts is just as vital as sticking to a long-term strategy.